This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
For the best Ravens coverage.
What time is
it? It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Here's a first and goal. And he's signaling as he backpedals to the 30. Oh, what a catch! Andrews secures it and shows the football to everyone. Touchdown, Baltimore!
Jim Nantz on the call, CBS. That was the Eagles game, M&T Bank Stadium, right before the bye. That put the Ravens up 9-0. Mark Andrews in traffic making the play. Unfortunately, he wasn't showing the ball to anybody after the Buffalo game because he dropped the two-point conversion. He had fumbled in that game, dropped a pass that would have moved the chains right before Lamar turned the ball over. So, as Andrews has been brilliant for most of his career, he had one very, very bad game. And he's been kind of a lightning rod for criticism, and now he's a guy that could be a cap casualty, possibly, but a trade candidate, maybe. So, Vinny, what are the pros and cons if you're the Ravens of getting rid of Mark Andrews?
Or, Bob, at least if you're the Ravens, you maybe say, Mark, let's think about a pay cut, you know, kind of like Ronnie Stanley did last year. Because Mark Andrews for this season, cap number 16.9. 16.9, which is very large. He's got $11 million coming in cash. Now, when you look at Andrews over the last, let's just look at, he started his career 18, 34 receptions, 64, 58, 107, 73, 46, 55. All right, so what does all that mean? When you break it down, let's go from 21, when he had his big year, which was 107 receptions, 153 targets, 1,361 yards, averaged 12.7, 9 touchdowns, had one fumble, didn't lose it though, when he was all pro. All right, in 21, that year, he averaged 6.2 catches per game and 80 yards per game. 22, down to 4.8 catches per game, 56.4 yards per game. 23, 4.5 catches per game, 54.4 yards per game. This year, 3.2 catches per game, 39.5 yards per game. So you're and you're getting close to 30, and you're trending downward. You're trending the wrong direction. You did have 11 touchdowns,
which this led
year.
All tight ends.
Yes, which led all tight ends. But likely had 6 touchdowns too. So I mean, they had 17 touchdowns between those two tight ends. And I imagine Kolar. I know he had at least one.
Well, I don't want to interrupt, but that leads to maybe the con of breaking up the band, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
the tight end.
So, I mean, the thing is You know, with Likely's had 36 for 373, 30 for 411, and this past year, Likely had 42 for 477 with six touchdowns and 58 targets.
Yeah, Kohler had one TD.
Yeah, so they had 18 touchdowns between the tight ends. So you say, all right, if Andrews isn't there, what do you do? Because a rookie's not going to replace what Andrews can do with the connection that he has, you know, with Lamar. Now, can you trade him? That cap number is extremely high to trade, and there's, you know, pretty good depth in the draft at tight end. So I don't know that trading him, you know, you're going to get much. And if you're not going to, if you're going to get, you know, a fifth, I'd say even a four through a seven, I ain't trading him. You know, I mean, I got too good a team. That's the thing. If I could trade him for a legitimate player one for one, then I would consider that, you know, like a defensive player, a safety or a corner or something like that. You know, a team that definitely needs a tight end. I would do that. But more than likely, I would check on a pay cut, number one, because basically a $17 million cap number is high for a guy that's only getting me 39 yards a game and three catches. So, and you go to the point like Bill Belichick. I always like to get rid of guys a year before, you know, than a year after, then it's too late. Because you're probably, more than likely, you're cutting bait with Andrews after this season. Because, you know, just like we talked about, 3.2, 39, and he's going to want, you know, probably a big salary. So I think it's going to be, it's kind of a delicate situation, because if I'm Todd Monken, if I'm Lamar, I want Mark Andrews. But then it comes down to choices. What choices can I have if I don't have Mark Andrews? You know, and that's where it goes to, can I get a safety or can I get a pass rusher? You know, like I was telling you off air, Bob, like if we could get Hendrickson from Cincinnati and I got to pay him and it cost me Mark Andrews, I would seriously consider that, because then I would have Hendrickson and I got my big time pass rusher, and you know, and I've got some depth at tight end. So it's going to be, but more than likely I would say that Andrews is going nowhere.
Yeah, I think he stays for one more year. One more go around with the team, but it's
trending the wrong direction.
But if you go in and, you know, you're talking to his agent, well, you know, we want to reduce his salary. And you're like, dude, he just led the NFL touchdowns by a tight end.
But then if I'm Eric, then you go, well, look at the way you're trending.
Well, the 1 year, Lamar got hurt. 2 years. 21 and 22. So that might, I mean, Tyler Huntley was throwing the football then, and nobody was catching passes in those scenarios. What do you think, Nolan McGraw? Is this a moot point? He's not going anywhere, or is this, there's something to this where Andrews could be on the way out here in whatever scenario?
I just don't think it's a Ravens type of move. I don't think it's a move that they're going to make. Why are you inviting an issue? You know, why are you going to create a position of need, even if it would maybe help you strengthen something elsewhere? At that point, maybe they consider it. But beyond that, just cutting him is a non-starter for me. Trading him, I don't know what you get.
Right.
Probably nothing close to where you would even consider pulling the trigger on it. And he's your top guy in the regular season. You know, say what you want about the playoffs. If we get to the playoffs, we'll deal with it then. But he's a big reason, one of the biggest reasons, besides Lamar Jackson on this offense, that you're in the playoffs every year. I'm not getting rid of that just so quickly.
Likely's a free agent, so extending Andrews probably isn't a reality, because you got to take care of this guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's played like an all-pro at times in the last
year.
And
the other thing, you know, to Norm's point is, if I had another legitimate third receiver, Bob, I could consider it. But I don't. I have two receivers. And, you know, then I'm down to two receivers and just Likely, instead of, now I've got two receivers, two tight ends. But if I had a legitimate number three, that basically, because Andrews like a big wide receiver, because he can't block for crap, you know, so if I had a big receiver that I could get instead of him, like if they got Chris Godwin, let's just use Chris Godwin. If they got Chris Godwin, yeah, then Andrews could be expendable because then I've got three guys I can play and likely, you know, then I can kind of maneuver around. But right now, I'm tight end heavy. In the run game, you say, well, you got to have him in the run. Hell no, you don't. He doesn't help Henry in the run game very much at all.
But as we sit here on February 20th, we'll predict, and I don't want to speak for you guys or the people listening, he'll be back.
I would agree.
And he'll have some explaining to do the first time he speaks with the media. Why didn't you talk after the game? And, you know, he cost him the game. What do you want him to say? I sucked. My bad. Sorry. You know, you already knew how he felt. Him telling you how he felt, does it make you feel any better?
But I will say this about the guy we've talked a lot about. When Tucker lost those games for them, he talked right after the game.
Oh, sure. And he was that close to turning it around.
Yeah.
And then he did. Then other things got involved. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's buy or sell. Where's the late week money? Let's count it. Sean Devaney, Heavy.com. Talking about the second half, if you will, of the NBA season. All-Star game, does it need saving? I mean, can it be saved? Does anyone even care anymore?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 1057, The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 1057, The Fan. Total request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send your request, pause for text line. Get your votes in Friday. That reveal coming up in about a half. Plenty to get into sports-wise. Sean Devaney, Heavy.com. Talk him. And look at the Ravens roster and how many blue players. Vinny, tell our listeners what blue players.
It's like an elite player. I guess like Pro Bowl-type caliber player. And, you know, because you have blue, you have red, yellow, green-type players and stuff. And what we'll end up doing is, you know, we will look at the division and see, like, by position, which team has the blue players and where the Ravens players rank in the division. Because if you want to win the division, to help win the division, you got to have better players than everybody else.
So that's coming up at 1 o'clock. We're going to have a replay of Kevin Willard's interview we did a couple of days ago. And he talks about tonight's matchup with USC. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk about anything on his mind. And he's never short on opinions. But it's kind of that buyer style, et cetera.
It is not pretty today. The Dow is down 575. The S&P is down 41. NASDAQ is down 135. They have DraftKings down 264. Down to 48.14. I mean, it's been on a spiral downwards. And Under Armour's down a penny.
All right, we're going to get started in college basketball today, where Alabama, we know they lost their matchup against top-ranked Auburn last weekend, then failed to bounce back last night against Missouri, losing 110-98. As we know, the SEC has been a powerhouse all season long. So you look at the final games on Alabama's schedule, all of them are against ranked competition, including, again, another date with Auburn to close out the schedule. And number two ranked Florida currently, they'll be coming up here as well for the Tide. This is a team, Alabama, that was in the one seed conversation just a week ago, now facing an uphill battle to get back there, and maybe might even need a conference tournament win, depending on how everything shakes out. Buy or sell, Bob, the Tide will run the gauntlet here and earn a one seed in the tournament.
Nah, I'm selling it. They eat their own in the SEC. And let's talk about Missouri, by the way. Dennis Gates is the coach there, being a very scary team once they get into March Madness and the fun stuff there. I think Auburn's a lock for a number one. Duke is locky, I would think. Houston's trending in that direction for sure. But Florida, I mean, they blew out Auburn just a couple of weeks ago at Auburn, if I'm not mistaken. But to your point, Nolan, the SEC, let me do my East Baltimore GED math. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's five. Five in the top 10. Five SEC. By the way, the Big 12 not slacking either. They got, well, let's see here.
Houston,
Iowa State, Texas Tech. Highest rated Big 10 team, by the way, is Wisconsin, who Maryland beat.
Doesn't seem like it's going to be a good year for bubble teams. No. You're going to have your automatic qualifiers that take up space. So much coming from the Big 10, the SEC, Big 12, like you said. You know, maybe a fringe ACC team in another year gets in. This year, not even close.
Won't be Notre Dame. Coach don't have anybody yell at today. No. They got blown out by SMU at home last night.
He knows how to smack a microphone.
Yes, though. He does.
He did that pretty well.
And read tweets on the air, too. This guy says, my team sucks.
It does.
Do you look at the scoreboard there?
Yeah. All right, we'll stick in college here. College football, though. Heisman winner Travis Hunter, projected by many to be selected in the top three of this year's draft, but his two-way ability makes him one of the more interesting prospects in a long time. Currently listed as a cornerback for the upcoming combine, but it should be noted that they have to classify every player in one position. He could have easily been classified as a wide receiver. This wasn't his choice. They just decided to do that. And honestly, the schedule of the combine does line up where defensive players will apparently work out first, then the wide receivers later in the week. So if he wants to hang around and get wide receiver work in as well, he would be welcome to do so. Different teams, of course, could have different visions for him. Some would want him to play defensive back exclusively, wide receiver exclusively. Maybe a team would be daring enough to have him play both offense and defense. Vinny, buy or sell, Hunter will ultimately choose a single position before draft night. Choose himself.
I'm going to sell it. What good does it do for him to choose? It does nothing. And, you know, I was with Dion, who played some receiver. I was with Champ Bailey, who played more receiver than Dion played. I think for him, that corner is a spot where, you know, he can be really elite. Wide receiver, there's a lot of great receivers. DBs, you know, you want to make big money playing corner and then doing some wide receiver. He can make a lot more money. And I can see him doing that just because that's kind of what Dion did. And here's the thing is when he does the DB drills, after they get done with DB drills, they say, okay, you're done with your drills. And then, you know, there's some coaches there say, well, I want to work him out at wide receiver. Because there's a meeting like on Monday, Bob, with all the personnel directors from all teams Monday. And you go over all the players. Is there anybody on our list of 335, whatever it is there, that you want to see another position at? And then they jot it down. Yeah, I want to see Travis Hunter play work at wide receiver too. Okay, so then they'll have a wide receiver coach after the DB drills work him at wide. They're not going to have him wait around a couple more days to hang or to just do wide receiver drills. He'll do some wide receiver drills at the end of the DB drills.
Go over to baseball here, where the Brewers have been very quiet this offseason, but probably shouldn't come as a surprise. That's their calling card, or at least it has been in recent history. Not the biggest spenders, we know that. And that was on full display this winter when they let Willy Adames walk for a massive payday in San Francisco. Now, they did land Nestor Cortes to help out their rotation, but it came at the cost of giving up maybe the best closer in baseball. Go back this time last year, their decision to trade Corbin Burnes, that led to some confusion amongst the fan base. They still won 93 games and the NL Central crown. Buy or sell, Bob, even with a slow offseason, the Brewers should still be favored to win their division.
Yeah, I'm going to buy that, because who really improved themselves outside of the Brewers? Pirates are in this perennial rebuild. The Reds are always looking like a team because they have a ton of young talent that could be ready to take the next step. I mean, the Cubbies will spend, but have they spent wisely? Why not? There's a winning culture with the Brewers, and they still have some stud players. Let's not forget that. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say, let's do it, Milwaukee. I would dub them. I dub thee the favorites to win the NL Central.
Follow-up question before we break and get Sean Devaney.
Yes.
More than 93 wins, can they match that total of last year, or was that just kind of lightning in a bottle? They could still win it. Win the division, but 93, that's lofty.
Let's see. They did it without Corbin Burnes.
And Yelich most of the year.
If Brandon Woodruff is anything like he was pre-injury, where he was Burnes-like, then I think they'll hang. I would say under on 93 right now, maybe 90, 91. Because, again, where's the monster team in that division? I don't think one exists right now.
Did you get a job with Pacoda over there?
I did.
Going under? No.
Orioles.
Lowballing.
Orioles picked to win the AL East. Pacoda. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Can you save the NBA All-Star Game? Do you want it saved? Do you want it just to disappear into the abyss? And we'll talk about the second half of the season. OKC, Cleveland. Identical records. The top two teams in basketball. Will they stay that way over the next couple of months here? The Lakers out in L.A. Full-on slate. Buzz back at it. Buzzards, that is. Wizards on Friday. Here to talk about that and more from Heavy.com. He is on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's our buddy, Sean Devaney. Sean, what's happening?
Oh, not much. How are you? Welcome back to the NBA season, I guess.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Nothing like a 10:30 Wednesday game to get you all fired up. But the All-Star break, All-Star game, All-Star week. We hear a lot, Sean, about it needs to be saved. What needs to happen to save it? I mean, when the commissioner comes out and says it sucks, and one of your faces of the league, Draymond Green, says it's boring and it sucks. He basically said the NBA in general sucks, which we'll get to in a second. But what needs to happen to save it? Is it beyond saving? Where are you on this one? Because you've covered the league for a while now.
Yeah, I do think it's beyond saving. I think that the best course of action is just to pick the events that we're all sort of used to, you know, three-point contest, dunk contest. You can stick with the skills. If you can get a WNBA, NBA mixed thing going, that's good. And then just play the game East versus West like we've always had on Sunday, and that's that. And if the game stinks and it's 186 to 170, then the game stinks and it's 186 to 170. You know, the more they try to tinker with it, the more they try to make it, you know, Team Chuck versus Team Shaq, and let's play one-on-one or have the Elam ending or have Kevin Hart stop things every 4 seconds. You know, the more they try to do that, the worse it gets. You know, so I think just going back to a normal format, you could maybe try international versus the Americans. You could do something like that. You know, if you want to try that, that would be as far out of the way as I would go. Other than that, keep it East-West and let the game just be the game.
Now, to Draymond Green's point that the NBA as an entity is boring right now, which, you know, Oscar Robertson's like, well, you know, you made a ton of dough passing out to Steph Curry banging threes over the course of your career. But I guess he's referring to the three-point shot. 51 attempted by the Lakers last night. They only made 29% of them. You know, as baseball fans, the shift became very annoying to the point where I'd cuss F the shift, and then baseball finally got religion and kind of modified it a little bit. Is the three-point shot, which revolutionized the game for a long time, is it now become something that has maybe ruined the game, if you will?
Yeah, I mean, there's 37.5 three-pointers being shot per game 10 years ago. So we're just talking 10 years, but that is when the Warriors won their first championship, 2015, and no question that had a huge, huge effect. But 10 years ago, it was 22.5. So that's gone up 15 three-pointers per game over the course of the last 10 years, from 22.5 to 37.5. And you know, the way that winds up playing out is a lot of times, you know, teams, they don't even try to go into the post. You know, you're going in and you're setting up and you're taking a three-pointer, you know, without even trying to pass it into the paint. And you know, that winds up looking a lot like a shooting contest. It also opens up the floor a lot, which for a while had a certain level of excitement, but now it becomes a three-point shooting contest and a layup contest, and you wind up with very little strategy. You wind up with very little, you know, X's and O's. That does change in the playoffs, and then certainly playoff basketball is better. But that's the main issue. You know, there's a few things they could potentially do to change this. I don't know that they're going to get back to that. But yeah, there's no question that the game has gone too far down the line of the three-point shot, and it does get boring. Yeah, I think everybody who's saying that is absolutely right.
Sean Devaney, Heavy.com, talking some NBA. Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw on the other side of the glass. All right, coming back, Cleveland, OKC, identical records, 44-10, both in first place in their respective conferences. Cleveland's 5.5 up on Boston. OKC's 8 up on Memphis. Of those two teams, who would you say is the most vulnerable? Because they have significant leads, Sean, most vulnerable in regards to maybe not being the number one seed when the playoffs roll around.
Well, you know, probably the Cavs, because you do have the Celtics on their tail. And I don't feel like the Celtics have played as well as they can. I do think they're holding something back, which you see with teams after they win a championship. You know they don't have to go full bore in December and January. You know, so you can kind of pace yourself a little differently. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Celtics do tighten things up there on the Cavaliers. Whereas the West, you know, I would be very afraid of Denver. If I was Oklahoma City, I just right now it's 8.5 games. I don't know if Denver's going to play well enough down the stretch to make up 8.5 games on Oklahoma City Thunder. But certainly, when you get to the playoffs, you know that's the team in the West that I'd be most concerned about is Denver. I think they're 16-4, I believe, in their last 20 games, and they've had some real blowouts in the last 5 or 6. So they're getting healthy. You've got Jokic. You've got Jamal Murray. He's been playing fantastic. They figured out some of their depth pieces. So Denver's a real threat. They're just so far back at this point. I don't think that they could possibly catch Oklahoma City, where right now the Celtics are only, I think it's 5 games behind behind Cleveland.
Hey, Sean, what's the problem with the T-Wolves?
Well, you know, I think the problem is Julius Randle. You know, I hate to put it all on one guy, but he's a tough, tough guy to build an offense around. And, you know, this was something that when they were trying to trade him, when he was in New York and they were trying to trade him, they really had a hard time finding anybody willing to take him, because when you trade for Julius Randle, you have to sort of adjust your offense around what he can and can't do. You know, he had one great year shooting the three-pointer where he was over 40%, and then he got the big $100 million contract, and his numbers went right back down to about 31-32% for the three-point line, and he wouldn't have got that contract if he had been shooting like that when he hit free agency. So, but yeah, that's always been the thing with Julius Randle. He's very tough to build an offense around, and to me, that's the big issue with them right now, is their offense is a little disjointed. You know, their defense isn't great either. Again, that's a tough thing. You go from a guy like Karl Anthony Towns to much less athletic Julius Randle. You're probably going to have some issues with that. So, you know, I don't want to put it all on one guy, but I just don't think they were ready for what you've got to do when you bring Julius Randle to a team.
Sean Devaney, Heavy.com. Real quick, Sean, what the hell happened with Bobby Portis, man? 25 down. Got himself a little off the court trouble, it seems.
Yeah, a real surprise. You know, sometimes these the supplements and all that stuff, and maybe there's an excuse, and there'll be an appeal and all that. But a 25 game suspension. So I don't really know the details of yet. That hasn't really come out with the details of exactly what the banned substance was. I think it's some kind of supplement that had a substance that it shouldn't. It wasn't illicit drugs or anything like that. It was more supplement PED kind of stuff. But I, you know, look, with 25 games and its holds, that takes you pretty much through the season. And for a team that was lacking depth, and was really counting a lot on Kyle Kuzma coming in, and being a real piece for them, for them to lose Bobby Portis, who's been one of the best, most consistent six men in the last 3 or 4 years, that's going to really hurt them. So, you know, we'll see what the details are, and maybe there'll be an appeal. Maybe that gets reduced, but really that's a huge loss for the Bucks.
Yeah, it looks like Tramadol was the drug that he took, thought he was taking Toradol. And Tramadol is, I don't know. Unless there's like supplements and beer, I got nothing to worry about there. Sean Devaney, Heavy.com. Sean, appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
There's Sean Devaney, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Come back, reset the program for you. Top of the hour, NFL lunch. They're going to talk about the Ravens roster. Okay, there's going to be some attrition, but still plenty of talent, but he's going to talk about that. Kevin Willard joined us a couple of days ago. Replay that one at 1:15 ahead of tonight's game against USC. And then Mike Harmon. That guy doesn't need any supplements. He's all man, and we'll talk to him at 1:30. No Charlie Morton at camp today as he's dealing with an illness, so whatever this crap is floating around here, I guess it's made its way to Sarasota, too. And we heard Kevin Willard, and we'll hear it in about 20 minutes or so, talk about his team. They've been dealing with a team-wide illness, too. So it's February. Let's not forget that. We're kind of wishing it wasn't, but it is. And by the way, we got this Ravens game on, the second one against Cincy. It's 35-28. Minute what? 6 left in the game?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember what happened. I'm thinking Jamar Chase scores a touchdown here, and they go for 2. Yeah. That sound about right. Yeah. And don't get it.
Marlon just tackled the receiver for a
holding penalty.
There was a crap spot on 4th and 10, too.
Yes, yes.
That gave them the first down. Then we got face mask here on the Ravens. But I still like Baltimore's chances, Nolan, to pull this one out. Do you remember the game-winning play or the game potential game-tying touchdown for Cincinnati?
Yeah, they went for two. Didn't get it.
Was it a bomb? Because they're creeping around midfield right now. Not to revisit things.
No, definitely wasn't the Marcus Williams one.
Yeah.
That came earlier in the game.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll find out, and we'll share the news with you, even though the Ravens did win 35-34, because NFL Network, they're doing their top 10 games of the 24 season, and the Ravens and Bengals are two of the top five games, won by the Ravens both times in dramatic fashion. Burrow and Lamar both threw four touchdowns in this game.
Yeah, and the other, plus
the hell's going on up there?
They had a completion that Matabike got a, or Washington got a roughing the passer penalty, too. That was the big thing. They got like a 15-yard gain passing, and then they threw on another 15 for, you know, that. Yeah. But Marlon cannot cover Ja'Marr Chase one-on-one.
I think we're watching that happen in a couple of months ago time. All right, let's get out to the phones. NFL Lunch coming up. Top of the hour, Vinny's going to break down the Ravens roster. We think Andrews is back, but Stanley's gone.
Yeah.
If you want to call him a blue player. How many all-pro studs, at least on the projected 2025 Ravens roster, are still in play? Kevin Willard, as we said, 115. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. He's a national host. He's going to give us some national hot takes. Right now, let's go to Ed and Arbutus. Ed, what's up?
Bob, Vinny, good day to both you gentlemen. Going back to your O's talk, Bob. Basketball is the game of agility. Football is the game of physicality. Baseball is the game of logic. You don't have to overthink the sport of baseball, but positionally and situationally, you do have to man nine spots, which are absolute best. I've always looked at all sports through a defensive prism foremost, because it can be an everyday constant. It shows up all the time, as opposed to offensive up-down variants that exist in all sports. No matter how many offensive practice reps you take, it still never assures you success on game day. That's what all players are constantly working to lessen, offensive variants. For baseball, if I have my best eight gloves in the right spots with a capable arm on the hill, and we make all the routine plays, I got a chance to stay in the game to win a game. You can win a baseball game 10 to nothing, or you can win one 1 to nothing. And last thing, sometimes you can refer back to your own legacy champion heritage to see how it was done. The O's at one time fielded the same four infielders, center fielder, right and lefty aces on the hill for 10 consecutive years, three World Series appearances. There's a whole lot of gold gloves there. That's it, gentlemen. I thank you for your courtesy.
All right, Ed, good call as always. And when they eventually replaced Davey Johnson at second base, they replaced him with Bobby Gritch, who you can make an argument was better than Davey Johnson. But he mentioned those teams in the late 60s, early 70s. If the Orioles make the playoffs this season, first time in over 50 years that feat has been accomplished. We just got off the phone with Sean Devaney, and this news just broke NBA. Victor Wembanyama expected to miss the rest of the season with a shoulder injury.
Blood clot in his shoulder, Bob.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So this ESPN's breaking this news now, but old Wemby done for the season. They're back tonight taking on the Suns, and boy, ESPN bets on it like a Kmart suit, baby. That line flipped to 1.5 in favor of the Suns. But a devastating loss for the Spurs. They just traded for De'Aaron Fox, trying to double him up. Maybe that's their punishment, Nolan, for ruining your little skills thing a couple of days ago.
Wow, it's Chris Paul's fault.
Chris Paul. Blame Chris Paul for that thing. But tough news, no doubt about it. A guy that's eventually going to be the face of the league.
No doubt.
Him and Luka, we think, moving forward, especially now that Doncic's in L.A. with the Lakers. But Victor Wembanyama out for the season. San Antonio Spurs, so a marquee player done for the year. We'll come back. Ravens have a ton of marquee players. How many? You'll find out. NFL Lunch style. Kevin Willard, Maryland head coach, on a couple of days ago. talk about the wins against the last opponents, and then look ahead to USC tonight. Maryland, 10.5-point favorites, by the way, in this game. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. How does he save the All-Star game?
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.